Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Describe a Famous Athlete from Your Country. The topic, Describe a Famous Athlete from Your Country, is a common theme in IELTS speaking tests. It allows candidates to showcase their language skill discussing sports, national pride, and personal achievements. This article will guide you through answering questions related to this topic, providing sample responses and valuable tips to help you excel in your IELTS speaking exam. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about sports and athletes. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you follow any sports? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I do. I'm quite interested in football and often watch matches on TV. I try to keep up with the major tournaments and league games when I have time. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I'm an avid sports enthusiast, particularly when it comes to football. I religiously follow both national and international leagues, and I make it a point to stay abreast of the latest developments in the sport. I find it not only entertaining, but also a great way to unwind after a long day. Q. Who is a famous athlete from your country? Band 6-7 answer. One famous athlete from Vietnam is Nguyen Thien Vien. She's a swimmer who has won many medals in international competitions. She's quite well known in our country. Band 8-9, answer. A prominent athlete who has put Vietnam on the map in the world of sports is Nguyen Thien Vien. She's a phenomenal swimmer who has made waves in numerous international competitions. Her remarkable achievements include multiple gold medals at the Southeast Asian Games, and she has represented our nation with distinction at the Olympic Games. An Vien has become a household name and an inspiration to many young aspiring athletes in Vietnam. Part 2. Long Turn, Cue Card. Now let's look at a potential cue card for this topic. Describe a famous athlete from your country. You should say who this person is, what sport they play, what achievements they have had, and explain why they are famous in your country. Band 6-7. Answer. I'd like to talk about Nguyen Thien Vien, a famous swimmer from Vietnam. She's been representing our country in swimming competitions for many years now. An Vien specializes in swimming, particularly in freestyle and medley events. She's very talented and has been swimming since she was a child. Her achievements are quite impressive. She has won numerous medals in Southeast Asian Games and Asian Games. I remember she won 8 gold medals in a single SEA Games, which was a record. She's also participated in Olympic Games, which is a big deal for Vietnamese athletes. An Vien is famous in Vietnam because of her success in international competitions. She's one of the few Vietnamese athletes who have achieved so much on the global stage. Many people in Vietnam see her as a role model for young athletes. Her dedication to her sport and her achievements have made her a source of national pride. Band 8-9 answer. I'd like to shed light on Nguyen Thien Vien, a renowned swimmer who has made waves in the world of Vietnamese sports. Anh Vien has been flying the flag for Vietnam in international swimming competitions for over a decade now. Anh Vien excels in swimming, with her forte being freestyle and medley events. Her prowess in the pool is truly remarkable, and she has been honing her skills since she was merely a child, demonstrating an innate talent for the sport. Her list of accolades is nothing short of impressive. She has amassed a plethora of medals in prestigious competitions such as the Southeast Asian Games and Asian Games. One of her most notable feats was clinching 8 gold medals in a single SEA Games, setting a new benchmark for Vietnamese athletes. Furthermore, she has represented our nation at the Olympic Games, which is considered the pinnacle of athletic achievement in Vietnam. An Vien has risen to fame in Vietnam primarily due to her exceptional performance on the international stage. She stands out as one of the few Vietnamese athletes who have made a significant impact at global sporting events. Her dedication, perseverance, and remarkable achievements have elevated her to the status of a national icon. Many Vietnamese people, especially the youth, look up to her as a shining example of what can be achieved through hard work and determination. Her success has not only brought glory to herself, but has also instilled a sense of pride in the hearts of millions of Vietnamese, inspiring a new generation of athletes to dream big and strive for excellence. Follow-up questions. How has this athlete influenced young people in your country? Band 6-7 answer. An Vien has inspired many young people in Vietnam to take up swimming. Her success shows that Vietnamese athletes can compete at a high level internationally, which encourages others to work hard and pursue their dreams in sports. Band 8-9. Answer. An Vien's influence on the youth of Vietnam has been profound and far-reaching. Her meteoric rise in the swimming world has sparked a renewed interest in the sport among young Vietnamese. She has shattered the glass ceiling for Vietnamese athletes on the international stage, proving that with dedication and hard work, it's possible to compete at the highest level. This has instilled a sense of self-belief in many young aspiring athletes, encouraging them to pursue their sporting dreams with vigor. Moreover, her discipline and commitment to her craft serve as a shining example of the virtues necessary for success, not just in sports, but in any field. Do you think it's important for countries to have famous athletes? Why or why not? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I think it's important. Famous athletes can inspire young people to be active and healthy. They also bring pride to their country when they win international competitions. This can help improve the country's image globally. Band 8-9 answer. I firmly believe that having famous athletes is crucial for any country. These sporting icons serve multiple vital functions in society. Firstly, they act as powerful role models, inspiring the youth to lead active, healthy lifestyles and pursue their passions with dedication. Secondly, their success on the international stage bolsters national pride and unity, creating a shared sense of achievement among citizens. Moreover, successful athletes can significantly enhance a country's soft power and global image, acting as unofficial ambassadors. They can put their nation on the map in ways that transcend politics or economics. Additionally, the success of these athletes often leads to increased investment in sports infrastructure and programs, benefiting grassroots-level sports development. Thus, famous athletes contribute substantially to both the social fabric and international standing of their nations. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How do you think the media influences the way people perceive athletes? Band 6-7. Answer. I think the media has a big impact on how people see athletes. They often focus on the successful moments of athletes, which can make them seem like heroes. However, sometimes they also report on scandals or personal problems, which can change people's opinions quickly. The media can make an athlete very popular or damage their reputation. Band 8-9 answer. The media wields considerable influence over public perception of athletes, often playing a pivotal role in shaping their image. On one hand, media coverage can elevate athletes to iconic status, highlighting their achievements, work ethic, and personal stories of triumph over adversity. This positive portrayal can inspire millions and cement an athlete's legacy. However, the media's influence is a double-edged sword. The intense scrutiny that comes with fame can magnify an athlete's flaws or missteps, potentially leading to a rapid fall from grace. The media's tendency to sensationalize both triumphs and scandals can create a roller coaster of public opinion. Moreover, the 24/7 news cycle and social media have intensified this effect, allowing for instantaneous spread of information or misinformation about athletes. This constant exposure can humanize athletes, making them more relatable, but it can also place immense pressure on them to maintain a perfect image. Ultimately, while the media plays a crucial role in bringing sports to the masses, it's important for consumers to approach this coverage with a critical eye and remember that athletes, like all of us, are multifaceted individuals. Do you believe that countries should invest more in sports or in other areas such as education or healthcare? Band 6-7. Answer. This is a difficult question because both are important. I think countries need to balance their investments. Sports are good for health and national pride, but education and healthcare are essential for everyone. Maybe countries could invest more in education and healthcare, but still support sports to some extent. Band 8-9 answer. This is indeed a complex issue that requires careful consideration. While sports undoubtedly play a vital role in society, promoting health, unity, and national pride, I believe that a country's primary focus should be on foundational areas such as education and healthcare. These sectors form the bedrock of a nation's development and directly impact the quality of life for all citizens. A well-educated, healthy population is better equipped to excel in all fields, including sports. However, this doesn't mean that sports should be neglected. Rather, I advocate for a balanced approach. Investments in education and healthcare should take precedence, but a portion of the national budget should still be allocated to sports development. This could involve integrating sports more thoroughly into the education system, which would serve the dual purpose of promoting physical health and potentially identifying future athletic talent. Moreover, private sector involvement in sports could be encouraged through incentives, reducing the burden on public funds. This way, a country can nurture its sporting culture without compromising on essential services. Ultimately, a holistic approach that recognizes the interconnectedness of education, health, and sports is likely to yield the best outcomes for a nation's overall development and success on the global stage. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores: put something on the map. Pronunciation: put on map. Meaning: to make a place or thing famous or important. Example: her Olympic gold medal really put our small town on the map. Make waves. Pronunciation: make waves, meaning to cause a disturbance or attract a lot of attention. Example: the young athlete has been making waves in the swimming world with her record-breaking performances. Household name. Pronunciation: hutnim, meaning a person or thing that is very well known. Example: after winning multiple gold medals, the swimmer became a household name in Vietnam. Rise to fame. Pronunciation: rise to fame, meaning to become famous. Example: the athlete's rise to fame was rapid after her stunning performance at the Asian Games. Shatter the glass ceiling. Pronunciation: shatter healing, meaning to break through barriers, especially those facing women and minorities. Example: by competing at the Olympics, she shattered the glass ceiling for female athletes in our country. Examiner's advice: to achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing famous athletes or any topic, expand your vocabulary. Use a wide range of words and phrases, including idiomatic expressions. Don't just stick to basic terms. Provide detailed answers. Elaborate on your points with examples and explanations. This shows your ability to communicate complex ideas in English. Use a variety of grammatical structures. Mix simple and complex sentences. Use conditional statements, relative clauses, and different tenses where appropriate. Stay on topic. Make sure your answers are relevant to the question asked. It's okay to briefly deviate to make a point, but always bring it back to the main topic. Practice speaking fluently. Work on reducing pauses and fillers, in your speech. Regular practice can help improve your fluency. Show critical thinking. In part 3 especially, demonstrate your ability to analyze topics from different angles. Don't be afraid to express and justify your opinions. Use natural pronunciation and intonation. Pay attention to word stress and sentence rhythm. This contributes to your overall intelligibility. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is practice. The more you familiarize yourself with potential topics and practice expressing your thoughts in English, the more confident and proficient you'll become. For more tips on how to excel in your IELTS speaking test, you might find these resources helpful. Describe a famous sports person from your country. Are there many celebrity athletes in your country? Sporting prowess. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to tackle any question about famous athletes or other topics in your IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.